Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today's daf is daf ayin, finishing the perek of Chatas Oifim Yitzhar Hashem. If we have time, hopefully we will. I'm not sure at this point. Starting a little bit late. So today's daf, again, daf ayin, we're holding right at the top. We're like smack in the middle of a shock of a tire, which is never easy. But I'll just go through quickly where we're up to. We have a machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. If the malika of a treif of an oif is mitayr midei nevela or not. The mayor holds that it is, and Yehuda holds that it is not. Right? So, and he makes a drasha from a pasuk. He says, the pasuk says, nevelu treifa, and treifa chayri nevela amurim treifa. The extra word by the bird, which says that you can't eat it and becomes tameh, there's a din of tumas, a base of bliya by an oif, tumas nevela. The word treifa is extra, and it's coming to include a treifa that you ended up shechting. And therefore, again, once we say that, you can't learn out malika as well. The Gemara then asks, the word treifa is extra by chelev. It says that the chelev of a nevela and the chelev of a treifa are not mitame. Great idea. If you have a nevela of a behema tahira, that its meat, of course, makes you tame. The chelev, the forbidden fats, the fats of the behema tohira, will not make you tame. Okay, that's the pasuk. Now, of course, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not going to make you tame. And the word treifa there is extra as well. So the Gemara said, if you Rabbi Yehuda, are making this drasha from the extra word treifa, what drasha are you going to make from the extra word treifa over there? So the Gemara said that the treifa over there is coming to include, it's coming to tell us, first of all, I wanted to say it's coming to tell us that behema tmeya doesn't have tumas nevela, that a behema tmeya does have tumas nevela on its chelev. That's what Gemara said. Gemara said you can't say something like that. And then the Gemara said that the pasuk is coming to tell us that the only time, again, this drasha, sorry, I made a mistake, this drasha, that pasuk is telling us that the only type of animal that there's a difference between its chelev and basar, the basar is metame, the chelev is not, is only by an animal sheyesh b'mino iser treifa, by an animal that has an iser treifa. But a behema tmeya, which doesn't have an iser treifa because it's usher anyways, in that case the chelev and the basar are equal and both are metame, and that's the drasha that we use for that pasuk. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the word treifa is extra in both. By the case of chelev, we have a drasha to be memayit a behema tmeya. And by an oif, we make the special drasha to tell us that the shechita of an oif is not mitaher from treifasa. Okay, that's what we were holding. And then the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara asked, if you're going to learn like that, so say that the pasuk of oif also should be telling us that the only time you're going to have, right, misha suri, hachanami, the moti oif tamish, she'im b'mina treifa. You should say that the pasuk of oif, also the extra word treifa, will teach us that the only time there is tumas nevela by an oif is only by an oif sheyesh b'minoy treifa, which is an oif tahor, but is coming to exclude an oif tamed, and that's what the pasuk is coming for. If that's what the pasuk is coming for, we don't have a source for the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Yehuda has a different source telling me that you don't, that there is no tumas nevela by an oif tamed, because the Torah says the only time that there's an iser, or there's a din nevela by oif, is only when there is an iser to eat it because of it's an nevela. But let's say there's an iser to eat it, even if it's not an nevela, it's an oif tameh, there wouldn't be a din of tumas basar by an oif tameh. So we already have a source, and that frees up the pasuk of nevela, of oif tameh, I'm sorry, nevelu trefa by an oif, to tell us the drush of the Mishnah. Is this, the Gemara asks, with the top of dafayin, that was the introduction, Hai nami typically mevechelim nevelo. Misha isure mishum bal toichal chelim nevelo. Yitzasar zu shein isure mishum bal toichal chelim nevelo. El mishum tamei. Mar asks, if you're making a drasha that tells us that an oif tamei doesn't have tumah from the fact that Torah says that the only time you have tumah is where there's an iser to eat it because of its neveloness, not because of its tumahness, so then you should have the same drasha by the case of chelim as well. And therefore, why do you need the word treifa as extra again? Right? So, that's the kash. El azot gemara hai treifa meboi lasu yichayim. The treifa by the pasuk of, the pasuk again, the chelev, nevelev, the chelev, treifa, loisoi chelu, and then there's a din tumah, Again, it's coming to tell us that there is, that the din of the tumah, I should say, by the chaylev of a behemah tahira doesn't have tumah. The word treifa is extra. That's coming to teach us to include a chayil. I might think that the only time that there's going to be the chaylev of a nevela of a behemah tahira is going to be it's going to be tahar. It's not going to have tumas nevela. It's only in a case where there's an isra to eat the chaylev and the basar's mutter. Mutter. And therefore, I need the pasuk to tell us that extra word treifa teaches me that the only time that even in a case where the chaylev and the basar are both mutter, for example, a chayel, you're allowed to eat the chaylev of a chayel. Everyone know that? Good. Yep, good. I hope we knew it. I can say that I did know it. I did know it before. Come across it many times. The chaylev of a chayel is mutter. And therefore, I need the pasuk to teach me that. So again, we satisfy the pasuk of chaylev, and we still have the drasha by oif that the din of the shechit is not matar, it doesn't take away the tumah from a treifa. Barkli Gemara, Amalei, this is Rav Shizvi, I believe, talking about Tarabo. You just finished saying that by a behemoth, tumei of the chaylev and the basar are equal, and they both are metamei. Why? Because the chaylev is not different than the basar. They both have the same din. So chayanami in chabacholak mi basara. So then you should say the same halacha should apply to a chaya. By a chaya, the chaylev and the basar are equal, and therefore they both should be mitame. Va'oid, and it says as well, haksiv acholois loisoi chaluhu. The Torah says that there isn't going to be tumah by the chaylev of behema Torah, even though there is an iser to eat it normally. But by a chaya, it's mutter to eat. So the Torah is not talking about a chaya. So you can't be telling me that the Torah is teaching us that the chaylev of a chaya of behema Torah is not metami tumas nevelo, similar to a behema Torah. Because it is metami tumas nevelo, similar to a behema tmeya, and the pasuk itself is indicative as such. And therefore, but basically, just to point out, at this point of the Gemara, halacha l'maisa, the chaylev of a chaya, they ask you on the test, they ask you on the oraisa test, that how do you know, what's the difference between the nevela of a chaya, tohira, and the nevela of a behema tohira? By a nevela, behema tohira, the chaylev is not metame. By a chaya, it is. Okay, so we're back to trying to figure out why does it say the word treifa by chaylev nevela, chaylev treifa. El amra abaya, treifa legufe itzrich. You need that word treifa for it itself, in and of itself. Shaloi toimar, you wouldn't say, maybe you would say, ha'ov a tmeya asur mechaim, utreifa asur mechaim. A tmeya, behema tmeya is asur, because when it's alive already has an isur, of course, a behema tmeya. Utreifa asur mechaim, and treifa is also asur while it's still alive. Ma tmeya chel batamei, just like by a tmeya, behema tmeya, the chelev is tamei, av treifa chel batamei. So you might think also that a treifa, also its chelev has tumo. And therefore, I need the word treifa to tell us in the pasuk that the chaylev of a treifa that died is not going to have tumah similar to behemah tahira. Yachi zok the Gemara, go back to the case of oif. The word treifa is not extra. I need hainamin of a boy.
The treifa
that died. No. If a treifa shechted, there's no tumah at all.
Right.
No, but here we're talking about where it died, because
that was
the Gemara's question. What's treifa teaching us? So it depends. If you hold treifa in a chaya, treifa chaya. But the Gemara, the way Rashi learned the Gemara before, if you hold a treifa lives, you could be talking about a case even where it's alive and you took a shtickle fat out of it while it was alive. Did Rashi say it over here? Rashi says Shemesa. Rashi says here Mesa. Interesting why he says it differently from before. But it died. There's no Shechita. So, frankly, Nimara, the word treifa by an oif also is not extra. You might think, shaloi toimer, you might think, hoyo ba oif tome asur ba'achila, treifa asur ba'achila. You might think that an oif tome is asur ba'achila, and a treifa is also asur ba'achila, ma oif tome, ena metame, ap treifa, ena metamo. You might think, therefore, also, an oif tahar that's a treifa that dies shouldn't have tumas nevela, similar to an oif tameh, because it's also mechayim. And therefore I need the word treifa. Void mi ikal meifa treifa mitmeya. And also, your whole limud of learning out a treifa from a tmeya is not a good limud. Tmeya lahos l'shasa koishu, because of oif behema tmeya or an oif tameh, they never had kashrus. They were, from the day of birth, they were apostle, they were tameh. Treifa hos l'shasa koishu, but a treifa has a shasa koishu. V'chitei matreifa mi betin ma'ikalamei. Maybe you'll say the case of the Torah is teaching us the halacha of a treifa that was born that way, from the betin, from the womb.
Birth defect.
A birth defect. Yep, nebuch. B'mino meha ikal. But l'maisa, there isn't, b'minoi, there is a treifa that has a shasa koishu. So you can't be telling me that this is the drasha from treifa, because then from oif you have the same drasha, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is back to the part where he doesn't have a source for his drasha that a treifah sheshachta still has tumas nevela. Woo! Elo Amar Rava. All right, moving along here. Elo Amar Rava. Hold on to your horses. Elo Amar Rava. Hatayra Amra Yavi Yisur Nevela V'Yichal Isur Chelev Yafer Isur Treifah V'Yichal Al Isur Chelev. The reason why I need the pasuk over here was because Rashi says, "Ba'akos of loy melacha yavi iser mishum achol loysachlu." The sefer dekra. That's why the Torah is teaching us the end of the pasuk. The word treif over there is needed to tell us that there's going to be an iser to eat also alts nevela and also alts treifa, even though there's already an iser. I'm sorry. A Torah ami yavi iser nevela v'yichal iser chelev. Even though you already have an iser chelev, the pasuk of chelev. There already is an Isra of Chelev. The Torah is telling us that there's still going to be an Isra of Nevela and Treifa, even though you would have maybe said, Ein Isra Chal Isra. And I need both, Dr. Gemara. Utrichi. The Iyashmin and Nevela, if the Torah only said that the Isra Nevela is Chal on the Isra Chelev, I would have said there, Mishum de Metamya. Because the Isra Nevela adds on it to an Isra Tumma. And therefore, it's stronger and it'll be added on to the Isra Chelev. Now, the Treifa Eim Alay, the Treifa is not Tame, it doesn't make any Tummas. So there I would say maybe not. V'yashmin and treifa mishum the isur mechayim. Maybe I would say only treifa has a din to be chal nisur chelev because it's usur mechayim. Avon avela, but avela only is around when it dies. Eim aloi, tzricha. And that's why I need that pasuk. But ein echanami. The pasuk by an oif tameh, the pasuk by tumas oif says the word treifa as extra, and that's from Yehuda's source that a treifa sheshachta will still have tumam. So the Gemara, Rab Meir, who argues in Rabbi Yehuda, as we know, he holds that a treifa sheshachte by an oif is not mitame. So the word treifa is extra by the velutre. He had a different drasha. But now, what's he going to do with Rabbi Yehuda's drasha? Rab Meir, hi treifa, my obedle. The boy lelevote shchita shi lifnim. The pasuk's coming to tell us that if you shecht an oif lifnim, like we said, there is no tumah beisaplia. That's what the extra word treifa is coming to teach us. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Treifa achrinaksiv. There's another word treifa. Rashi brings another pasuk. It says, so the extra word treifa teaches me that an oif that shechted bifnim, oif kachim that is, that shechted bifnim, is going to still have, it's still going to be tar metamas. It's going to have, not going to be metame beisabli, it's tar medenavil. Rab Meir said, why do you have that extra word treif of Rabbi Yehuda? Chalamot is shchita shilifnim, chalamot is oif tameh. One's coming to exclude shchita shilifnim, that in that case, it's not going to have tumas nevelo. And one's going to come to exclude an oif tameh, in the sense that it's going to have, in that case, it will, again, it won't have tumas nevelo either, because an oif tameh, another important idea, an oif tameh does not have tumas nevelo. And when you do have tumas nevelo by an oif, it's only where it's, yeah, no, it's a drasha. Yesh b'mino treifa. Oh, okay. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know that? Menevela nafkulei. He had the word. He learned that. Like we said yesterday, like before, he doesn't need a pasuk to be b'mayid in oif tamei, because he says from the pasuk saying that the only time you have tumah by an oif is when there's an iser to eat an alts nevela. That implies that that's the only reason why it's also to eat. If there's an Isra to eat it also out tumma. Yeah, it's important to... No, over here, very good. Yeah. Taisus, by the way, learns that this is the machlokes
between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if Isra Chal Isra or not. Rabbi Meir doesn't have that, doesn't hold of Rabbi Yehuda's limud, because just because you already have an Isra, doesn't mean another Isra shouldn't be Chal. Isra is Chal Isra. Rabbi Yehuda holds Einich, Isra Chal Isra, and therefore you don't need a separate posse. Fine. Rabbi Meir, Haino Vela Mayavid Leg. So Rabbi Nevela, it's a Plato's pet. It was just to wake everyone up. Rabbi Yisai. The Eilim had a good shluch during yesterday's shiur. Come on. You know, fine. Okay. Fine. So now, what does Rav Meir hold from this nevela? This word nevela, it's extra. The shir achila b'kizayis, to teach us that the shir achila, to have tumah beis ablia, is b'kizayis. Because it says the word nevela to teach us that. V'tepuklei mikro kama, me'afgei rachamona b'loshen achila, you should learn it now from the first pasuk. It already said, v'achol loisachlu. Right? Or the nevela, loisachelu. So you see, it's a shir achila. So what do we need a second pasuk? The Gemara says, b'chdei achilas pras. The teaching that has to be b'chdei achilas pras, which is a shir of how long and how much time you have to eat it for it to be included into the isra achila and for the tumah. I might think that since this is a chiddush, meaning the din of tumas neveila by an oif is a chiddush. Usually tumah comes through touching. Right here we have a tumah that comes through swallowing. So if that's the case, I would have thought maybe yosef b'chdei achilas pras na'ami l'tomei, even if you eat it more than b'chdei achilas pras. Mashmalon, I need that to pasuk. So in Chanami, you need a kezayis. I also need a pasuk to tell us that it has to be tachid achilas pras for there to be a din of tumah.
So it has a halachas of achila, even though we have to learn that out from drushes.
Yeah,
it's not automatic.
That's correct. And you can clarify, like, what exactly is the gedder of the tumah of nevela by an oif tahar that's metame beis abliya? The way they
it doesn't say tame be achila.
It doesn't say that.
You wouldn't have needed all those drushes.
That's right.
Why does it go through all the extra words?
And, well, now that we have a drusha, what exactly is it?
We wouldn't have needed it.
So
why does the Torah use that drusha?
So it's telling us, yeah, maybe this is really what I'm clarifying, that you could say that the chat is that the clear is the tumah of the beis abliya by an oif, is it the pshat that that's how you touch it? You know, normally you touch something with your hand, that's how you transmit tumah. But by an oif it's different. You have to touch it specifically through the beis abliya. For example, let's say someone has an achila gasa. It's not an achila. Did it go through the beis abliya? Yeah. Yeah. So what exactly is the gather here? It has dinam of achila, but the Gemara says it should be tame if it's based on the fact that that's how you touch it. Let's say it's something that's right. It's davar davar mos. So this well, it doesn't go through this here, but this is the clear. This is the clear. What? Oh yes, and we're close. Right, do you need a shir achilas pras?
Certain things, would it be a kizayis or would it be for an achilas or not?
Interesting. Yeah, that's the clear over here. It has the dinam of achilo, but... Alright. Tana Rabbana, v'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa. The Torah says, we've mentioned this before, chelev a nevela and chelev a treifa, you're not allowed to eat, but if they become nevela, like we said, there's no tumah if you touch the fats. V'chelev v'hema t'mei ha'kosa b'tahira, ha'kosa medabra. The Pasuk's talking about the chelev of v'hema b'tahira that dies. In that case, the chelev is not metami tumas nevela. Atom v'chelev v'hema t'ahira, maybe it's talking about the chelev of behemah tmeah. Amrit, you said no. Tia meklal shchuto, v'tia meklal chelev. We know that shchita is metaher an animal for the achila, as we know. Shchita is metaher. And the memeil, when the Torah says there's a tahara on the chelev, v'tia meklal chelev, we can make a hekesh or something. Makashatir Maklal Shchuta B'Tahiro, just like we know that the Heter Shchita applies only by Behema Tahiro, V'loi Behema, V'loi B'Tmeyo, Af Kishatir Maklal, Kishatir Maklal Chelev, so too when the Torah says there's no Tumas Nevela by Chelev, that's only going by Behema Tahiro, B'Tahiro, V'loi B'Tmeyo. Fine, that's how you would say it one way. Or Kalach L'Derech Zu. Or maybe you'd go the other way. Tir Maklal Nevela, but Tir Maklal Chelev. There's a Tahara from Nevela, and then there's a Tahara from Chelev. Ma Kashatir Maklal Nevela, but Tumo, but Tmeyo, V'loi B'Tahiro. Just how we know that there's no Tumas Nevela by Behema Tmeyo. Not by Behema Torah. Now that doesn't make any sense because we know there is Tumas Nevela by Behema Tmeyo. The Gemara later on is going to say this is talking about an oif. We find by an oif that there's no Tumas Nevela by an oif Tamei, right? We just said that before. Afkeshet Tehir, Meklal, Chelev, B'Tmeyev, Levi Torah. So too when the Torah says there's no Tumas Nevela by Chelev, maybe that's only talking about a Behema Tmeyo, not by a Torah. Amrit. Ding. Turn the page. Keshapavad Erech Zu, B'Tahiro. You go one way, it's a Torah, the other way, it's a Tmeya. Which way do you go? Tamaloymar Trefa. That's how we have the word Trefa. Mishiyesh Bemino Trefa. Itzias HaTmeya She'in Bemino Trefa. We're asked to have an issue Trefa. Zot V'gemara V'loy Itzias HaChaya She'esh Bemino Trefa. Maybe you'll say that a Chaya also will be included in this pasuk that says there's no Tumas Nevela by the Chelev of a Chaya Tahira, because in that, because a Chaya has an issue Trefa too. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat that chelev. Misha chelev ba'asur b'sarum mutter. In the case where the chelev is also to eat, and the basur is mutter, that's when the Torah said there's no tumas nevela on the chelev. Yatzachaya, this is food zachaya, shechel ba'asurum mutter. But the chelev and the basur are mutter. Only Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba said to Rava, Elamei hata, nevelas behema Torah hu d'metama. The velas behema tmeya loy mitama. We just read in the Brisa. What does it say? It says that an avela is only the tumas nevela is only by a tmeya, not by a tohira. What does that mean? Behema tmeya is not mitama, and only behema tohira is mitama. What do you mean? Of course, that doesn't. What does that mean? What? It actually says there's a drasha that a behema tmeya has an iser of tumas nevela.
Tmeya.
Yeah, behema tmeya. The only shayla is by an oif.
So Michael Rashi, behema tahira should be.
What?
Why is it so?
No. We're talking about the chelev of a behema tahira. The Rashi over here is the chelev, specifically by the chelev. That's the rate over here. But zikr, the basur of the behema tahira, we knew as a disur nevela. You took him on that, and then also. No, Tumas Nevela. Tumas Nevela. That's an established fact. That's an established fact that Behema Tmeya has a Tumas Nevela. And Behema Tahira. The question over here is the Chelev. But the Brisa says that a Behema Tmeya doesn't have Tumas Nevela. That's how we learn out Chelev. The source of the Limud is from a Behema Tmeya. But Frekta Gemara, Behema Tmeya doesn't have Tumah. Why Mitama? So Amar Lei, so that's what Rava said back to him. No. Kamasabi Shabishtubo. Look how many old people make this mistake. You're one of them, Rashi says. Tzmiyani, Yelzakeni Merubin Shekmoyzchem Shinishtabshimbo. Think he went off the Darach after that?
Yeah.
No? I don't think so.
No, okay. He said in the either Rava.
No, he said, I can't believe.
You're amongst the many Sabi who make this mistake.
But I can't believe it. I can't believe that so many old people. Right, Rabbi Rebeck. Right. Is that your name, Rabbi Rebeck? What's your name? Rebeck?
Rybich.
I just want to say hello to you. I know you're here every day. Just want to say hello. Do you hear the Gemara, Rabbi Rybich? What? Okay. All right. I won't bother you. Okay. Fine. So Zakhli Gemara is Seifa, Asal, and Avela Seif Tomei. I'm just trying to pass the time a little bit. The Seifa is Asal, and Avela Seif Tomei. What? A filler song. So that's talking about, we know again, that an Oif Tomei, an oif tame, there is no tumas nevela by an oif tame. I think we should just review the rules here. Behema tameya has tumas nevela. Yes. What about the chaylev of a behema tameya? Yes. A behema tahira has tumas nevela. Of course. The chaylev of a behema tahira does not have tumah. A chaya tahira has tumas nevela. Yes. The chaylev of a chaya tahira. Yes. Okay. An oif tame has tumas nevela. No. An oif tahar has tumas nevela. Yes. What type of tumas nevela? Where you swallow it, but not touching. Okay? Now don't ask what about a chaylev of an oif tahar, because an oif does not have chaylev. Yes, it does not have chaylev.
It's really not an anatomy question. It's really a halachic
question. Halachic chaylev, correct.
You are right.
Halachic chaylev.
No,
right, of course.
Can I ask you about the teeth of an oif? Right. Same question.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have
chaylev.
Yeah, and they have some sort of...
Yeah, so the halachic chaylev. I mean, you look at a goose, you know, you it's fat. Oh, we're about to see coming attractions here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Leitia Rab Meir Ela B'Tmimin, Avo B'Vali Mumin Loi. Listen to this. Rab Meir, who says again that the Shechita of a oif is Mitahir, a Shechita of an oif Trefa, says that it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. He only said that, sorry, Malika. Talking about Malika, my mistake. Malika of an oif Trefa, which Rab Meir holds is Mitahir from Tumasoi, he held that only is going to apply by Tmina. Tumin, because it's a carbon. Abba Babali Mumin Loi, but the Malika of a Balmun that's a carbon, in that case, it wouldn't be, it would have Tumas Nevela. Why? Because that's what? Tzula Bakoidish. Tzula Bakoidish.
No,
Tzula
Bakoidish.
Nikta Haragwa. Well, maybe he'd be arguing on that also.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe. Exactly. Metame Beis Abliya. No. Metame Beis Abliya. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe he'd be arguing on that also. He'd be arguing on that.
I mean, without
Rav,
it is
only ever coming back to me. I mean, it seems that the Marz de Shelsut, he would be arguing on that case. No, Rameir holds that the Malika of an Oif Trefa is an Atar Rebbe's Abli.
But only by Kiyam, not the Bamun.
That's what he said. Now, what would you, the Kasha is, what's the Habamun? What's the Habamun? It's a Mishnah. So the Chayyur Digmar's Habamin is that he'd argue on the Mishnah, and the truth is, Rabbi Lazar here says, Rabbi Lazar Omar, Afilu Bavali Mumin, even Bavali Mumin. So I, as a Mishnah, you have to say that. You have to say he's arguing. It's Manami. Yeah, but what's Bavali Mumin here mean? What does Bavali Mumin mean? Interesting. Yeah. It's hard to say that though. Yeah, it's a little very big chiddush, you're saying. It's a shtickle chiddush.
Imranami, Amar Abibi, Amar Abelazar, Mitar Hoy Rab Meir, Bibali Mumin, Vafilu Ba'avs and Vitarna Goylan. Let's say you have a, what's an av, a goose? A goose and a chicken. And a hen. A duck. Avis is a goose. Now, the big question here is that, what does this mean? What does Rashi say? Let's see the Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Afilu ba'avzin, delav b'neim is be'achin, ubovadche hu kochim b'fnim." If you do malika, you take a goose, and you do malika on a goose, according to Rabbi Lazar over here, according to Rabbi Meir, it's going to be a good malika, and it's not going to have tumas nevela, even if it's a treifa.
And where are you doing it?
You're doing it bifnim, and it's kachim.
Yeah,
How's the kachim? Zok the shita mikubetzes, rek the shita mikubetzes, and they were in ois gimel. The kasha the halay chazulim is bech lechayla alayu kedushas aguf el kedushas damim. This is what Olam's asking, and he says the kach. He says it even bring a chiddush. The kach nira daf bechulin amar rameir the mitaris malika. Man, it's a major stuff.
Which is not like Rashi.
Yeah, which is not like Rashi. Wow, this goes on forever.
But that could, he could very well say that because there's no such a thing.
Right.
As you should ask a goose by a goose.
By a goose, yeah. Wow, what is this? Oh, no, it's him. It's all
the
way.
Ooh, the Shita says, Masisin Dikta, I'm sorry, I'm going back to my thing. Masisin Dikta,
which one?
The Matami Bekapia, the Leifer Mayor.
Where? In this same piece?
Go back there that, in that Shita.
Masisin, oh! Do I cramer the Hoygar Mechulin Gmurin, Ma'af of Tanagar, the Gufe Taimim, and only Ramer the Malika? Yeah, and yes, how do you know Malika could be Matar by Chulin? Yeah, but very good, very good. Yeah, look at the Shita.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, this is massive. Oh boy. Oh man. Yeah. Halavai. I wonder if that guy could demonstrate doing Malika on a goose.
Can you bring the goose out of the
bottom?
The
bottom,
does it have to be the same
meaning
as you have to bring
the stamp? The Gemara talks about that. Gemara talks about bringing a goose on a bottom. It's a Gemara in... we had it before, right? We had it before.
Yeah. Because then you can hear a harmony that we're talking about a goose, this man, a bottom. That
interesting.
To, give
very nice, I hear it. By a bomber, let's say you have Kedushas Aguf. Let's say you have a Avaz and a Tanagola by Kedushas Aguf. By a bomber. Well, where do we bring this? We had a Gemara like this.
Can you do Malika by a bomber?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so that's
a question
with
you, no gap. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. Where is it we have this? Is it the end of the first parak? We have this case.
That's the question. Look it up.
Yeah, maybe yeah, it doesn't mean I remember it.
Alright,
yeah. Okay, weiter. Oi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Orach Eiz Mahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked a question that has two factors really included in it. We know, Egla Arufa, we take a calf, and you do Arifa Egla Arufa on it, and that's the mice to be mechaper for the mace that's found in between two cities. And the question Rabbi Yirmiyahu is asking is really twofold. Let's say you do Arifa on an Eiz. Well, it's one question, but he's assuming something. A goat is not an Egla. But let's say you do it. Is it going to have tumah or not? So he's assuming, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, that if you do arifa on a regular egla, there's no tumas nevelo, even though it's not a shrita for shteitzel. There's no tumas nevelo. He's asking if you extend that to other animals as well, and he's bringing a proof from our case. Avzin v'tarnegoylim time amai. Why do you say that malika, which is a chiddush, is going to work for avos and tarnegoylim? Why do we go to oikus ninu? Because it's a minoif, and therefore you could extend the malika, the tara that malika creates, you could extend it to the other oifers. Aval eiz lav mino de egla ninu. But an eiz is not the species of egla. What does that mean?
It was the cattle, and the eiz is from the
tzai. The sheeps. Okay. Oi Dilma, maybe you say, mino de behemu, the mice is a min de behema.
It's
an animal. Yosef Rav Dimi become the hoshmaitza. Rav Dimi was saying over this gemara, omalei abaya. Rabbi said to Rav Dimi, "Mechal degla rufa toherahi." You're assuming this is, again, like we said, this is the assumption that an egla rufa is tahor. Is that true? Who said it's tahor? Who said you do egla rufa? You killed it. It's nevela. Who said there's no tumah? Amalei Abaya. Amalei said to him, "In yes, Amid Rabbi Yana, Debei Rabbi Yana, Kaporo ksiv ba kikachim." Because we say by egla rufa, the Gemara Kedushin as well. It says that, it says the word kapara over there, that's how we know it's also bahano. Right? It says kapara, chaper. by an egla rufa as well, and therefore since it's like kachim in the sense that it's mechaper, it's going to have the same thing that malika does. Malika is also mechaper, and it takes away the tumma from the oif, so to arufa, arifa is going to take away the tumma.
What about
shor hesko? Oh, very good. Let's see the Gemara right now. Masav Rabbi Yosef bar Avu Erdu Avuna v'achol esachlu. Ein liyal chaylev she'asav achilu mutar b'hano. It says you're not allowed to eat chaylev, which is also b'achilu, but it's mutar b'hano. What about chaylev shel shor hanisko ve'egla rufa minayin? The chaylev of a shor hanisko and egla rufa, how do we know that that's also asur to eat? And it's going to be asur b'hano, right? The chaylev she'asav b'hano minayin she'tar, fakir. How do we know that this is going to have taro mitubas nevelo, even though this is rano? Yeah, it's going to be nevelo. How do we know it has the same taro? It's coming to include all chaylev. Even if it's an animal that's usher bahano, there's no tumas nevelo by the chaylev of a behemah tohira, as we said. Even if the behemah tohira was usher bahano, like an egla rufa and the shor haniskol. Frankly, Gemara, v'yisakadai tuch egla rufa tohiruhi. Now, if you say that an egla arufa is tahar, meaning what? The basar is tahar, like we just learned out. What do I need a limud that the chaylev of an egla arufa is tahar? What are you going to say? He tahar of a chel batameh? We just finished saying that the egla arufa, kapor ksibba kekachim, just like malika's mitar midein avela, arifa's mitar midein avela.
Well, the other case where the heat tahar, the heat may have a chel batahar.
Yeah, the chaylev is never more tummy than the basar.
Right.
Yeah, it's never more tummy than the basar. So it's a pella to say, I need a riboy that the chaylev of an egla rufa and a shor haniskol, even though it's about no, I need a riboy that it's going to be tahar. Why? How could that be? The basar's tahar. Kapar k'sibuk and kachim. So zaklimar ein chanami hecha the arif me arif leyisvichalei. Right, like we just finished saying, when you do the arifa, then it's pashut. The basar's tahar. Kapar k'sibuk and kachim, like malika, and therefore the chaylev is tahar. The pasuk is teaching us ki yitzricha hecha de shachte shmishchat. But in the case where you didn't do the mitzvah of what you were supposed to do, right? You did a shchita over there. How do I know that the chaylev is going to be? In that case, it's going to be an avela. It's going to be an avela, but we need a pasuk to tell us that the chaylev is going to be tahar. So the Gemara of Tanu l'shchita l'tar midein avela. What do you mean? That's going to be worse. Shchita is mitar midein avela. Again, same thing. The basar is going to be tahar. Will you do shchita on egla rufa just like a regular shchita does it? Of course, it would help. So again, what's the case talking about? So the Gemara loy tzricha shemesa. It's talking about where the animal died, and that's what the pasuk is telling us. So if you do an arifa or a shchita, we understand that the chaylev is going to be mutar like the basar. But I need a special riboy that the chaylev is going to be, it's in mutar, it's going to be tahar in a case where it died. Where it died, it's an avelu. The bus is asr. The bus is tame. And the chiddush is that the chaylev is going to be
still tahar.
Zakti Gemara, this all implies mechlal and mechayim asura. From the fact that this is called an isra hano, it implies that egla rufa is asr b'hano, mechayim. The Gemara says, that is true. Om Rabbi Yanai said, gvul shamati v'shachachti. Rabbi Yanai said, I remember hearing some type of, like when it starts the tumah, when the Isra Hanah starts by an Egla Rufa, but I don't remember what exactly that time was. But Nazmul Chavrai Lameimar, and the friends, the Chevra said, the Talmidim, they said, Yuridasa Nachal Eson Hi Oysu Asa. The Yuridasa Nachal Eson, that is what asers it Behano. That if it goes down to the Nachal, that already gives it the Yisra Hano. And therefore that's how we know that this Yisra Hano by Egla Rufa. Hadron Allah Chata Sa'if. I'm just going to stop here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.